Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
My name is Lucy from San Francisco. In Mark 9, verse 25 to 29, after Jesus cast out the demon from the possessed boy, his disciples asked why they were unable to drive out the demon themselves. What does Jesus mean when he answered, "This kind can only come out by prayer"?
We're recording live from Ligonier's 2022 National Conference. I'm joined by Dr. Sinclair Ferguson, one of our teaching fellows here at Ligonier. Dr. Ferguson, why is it that Jesus said that some demons can only be cast out by prayer?
Well, I think, if I remember rightly, the context of this is the three disciples who have been with Jesus being on the Mount of Transfiguration. They come down from that glorious experience and they find that there's a boy there who has been under some deep oppression by the evil one, and the other disciples are not being able to do anything about it. And I think what Jesus is doing in that context when he says this is saying, I have commissioned you to do this. This is to be your ministry. But you don't have the power, the authority to do this simply because I've commissioned you to do it. You can only do this through prayerful dependence upon God. And so he's emphasizing to them the danger, I think the danger of thinking that because God has called you to whatever kind of ministry it is, you are therefore simply by that call enabled to fulfill that ministry. And that you can fulfill that ministry only by constant dependence on the Lord and in prayer to him. I think another element of it, although I wouldn't be as absolutely certain of this as of what I've just said. You remember towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, you know, there'll be many coming to me in the last day, expecting entry into the kingdom of heaven, and saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we do many mighty works in your name? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? And Jesus will say to them, depart from me, I never knew you. And that does seem to imply, a little like in Moses' day, you remember when Moses shows works of power in Pharaoh's presence, Pharaoh brings these magicians up who can do the same thing. And of course, they're constantly defeated, but they seem to be able to work the same miracles by their tricks. And I think Jesus is saying there, it would beggar belief what human beings are capable of doing that would seem to be evidences of the presence and power of God and the gospel, but do not be deceived. And I think there may be a reflection on that here, where Jesus is saying, you know, there are some extraordinary abilities that people have. And I think we see this today. I mean, I've seen people doing things on television that I think that would be pretty neat to be able to do that. And then I remember on one occasion having watched that, the next program on television was a stage hypnotist, and he was doing exactly the same thing as the spiritual leader who was so impressive and people were in awe of him. And I think in this instance, Jesus is saying, people can do pretend things and false things, but for a boy like this, in this kind of situation, for lasting deliverance to come, there needs to be absolute dependence upon God. So there's a particular lesson about the casting out of demons, and I think there's the general lesson here that's applicable to all of us, whatever our gifts are. And maybe I can make this application, Nathan. Sometimes people can be quite forward to those of us who are ministers and say, now my gift is, my gift is. And I think this is a real reminder to us that maybe the Lord Jesus is saying, actually, there's something more important than you thinking that you've got a gift. The real question is, are you depending on me in order to exercise that gift? So again, it's a particular situation with, I think, widespread applications to us as Christians.
Thanks for listening to Ask Ligonier with me, Nathan W. Bingham. If you enjoyed it, please share it on social media, tell your family and friends, or leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Your recommendations and reviews really do help people discover the podcast. And by the way, if you have a theological question that you'd like us to consider for a future episode, leave us a voicemail by calling 1-800-607-9386. That's 1-800-607-9386. If you live outside the US, you can always record your question using your smartphone and email it to us at askligoniervm@ligonier.org. And we'll be sure to include all those details in the show notes.